1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're together.
Reunited. And it feels so good.
Reunited like you know we should.
Is that it?
I'm going to say yes.
Yay!
Yay, we're in the same space.
I'm looking at your big dumb face and it's great.
Aw, I love it.
I love it.
That's right, folks. We're back together and we're on the same microphone.
I am not the captain now. Well, until you go on your honeymoon and then I'm probably
the
captain again.
And then you're the captain again. Yeah, exactly. We made it through.
We made it through. I apologize for all the terrible editing, the bad sound quality, the differences in volume. I just couldn't control it. At some point, it just got out of my hands.
Sound does as sound wants.
Yes.
But we're back. We're better than ever.
Yes.
And we're ready to bring you a big old crunchy salad.
Yeah. And we're going to start with an appetizer.
Oh, yeah.
Of a Yutan.
Hey, hey.
That we have this week for Scott's brother, Dave.
Keeping it in the family.
Yeah.
So my brother Dave is a elementary school teacher in Connecticut, and he wanted a jingle for his tutoring website. So we wrote him a little jingle.
Thank you, Dave, for your generous donation.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope you enjoy your jingle. Here it is.
For anything you want to do, math and science, reading too, you'll be smarter, yes, it's true. Learn from Mr. W. This is the day you were waiting for.
This is the day you were waiting for.
It really went off the rails at the end there, didn't it?
Hey, I mean, it's inspirational.
It's
almost like a hang in there cat poster, but for your ears.
I love the idea of a hang in there cat poster for your ears. Oh, so good. So obviously, Dave, you have to use that.
Yep.
Now.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
In its entirety, cannot cut off the last 3 seconds of it for any reason. But yeah, and we also today
have a special guest.
We do.
A special guest performer who's going to be singing the song for us. And we have another connection with him for an upcoming project called The Hunted Encore.
And he'll tell us a little bit about that, and he'll be singing our song. And once we get our topic and our genre, we'll tell him about it and see what he thinks.
Exactly. So what's a song salad?
A song salad is a random topic from Wikipedia combined with a random music genre. And we take those two things and we write a little song.
Do we have a salad spinner suggestion this week?
We do. This is just the all Scott episode.
Hey.
It's from your mom.
Hey, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. We love you.
Vicky Wasserman, my mother, has suggested Carol Channing singing I'm Not Throwing Away My Shot.
From the musical Hamilton.
Yes. Well, let's go on moodfuse.com and spin that salad spinner.
And we can do it together.
We can.
And it won't be so much pressure on one of us to think of a fish that begins with a P.
Here we go.
All right.
2, 3, 4. I'm not throwing away my shot. Ooh. Tejano.
Tejano. Okay.
All right. Tejano music, or Tex-Mex music, is the name given to various forms of folk and popular music originating among the Mexican-American populations of Central and Southern Texas. With roots in the late 19th century, it became a music genre with a wider audience in the late 20th century, thanks to artists such as Selena.
Oh, of course.
Often referred to as the Queen of Tejano. Maz? Hmm. Elida Reina, Los Palominos, Ramon Ayala. There's a lot of names here. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to finish reading these names. But Southern Texas, Tex-Mex music.
I love Tex-Mex.
The food or the music?
Oh, definitely the food.
Oh, okay. What do you love about it?
It's really all just the same stuff reconfigured, mm-hmm. and it always tastes good.
Would you say this is a taco salad?
Great. This week's taco salad.
Tejano. So Tejano music was born in Texas. Although it has influences from Mexico and other Latin American countries, the main influences are American. The types of music that make up Tejano are pop, rock, polka, R&B, and Latin polka influences, and contemporary classic Tejano artists such as Emilio and Raulito Navarra and many others exhibit influence from rock, blues, funk, and country.
I'm surprised about polka.
Yeah, me too.
And really, no one better to sing Tejano than Ned Donovan. Ned Donovan. Our ginger guest today.
I think Selena is probably the most famous Absolutely. Tejano artist. So why don't we go with an example from Selena and then talk more about Tejano influences and specifically the pop side of Tejano.
That sounds great.
Let's check out Bitty Bitty Bom Bom by Selena. So, a little more about Tejano music.
Yes.
Yes. Tejano music, specifically the more contemporary Tejano music in the style of Selena, as we played in our example, the band usually consists of synthesizers, drums, electric guitar, bass, and at times, accordion. An accordion was borrowed from polka. You mentioned it was weird that polka was an influence, but... the sort of melting pot of cultures that formed this music, the accordion was the one thing that was brought over from the polka and sort of kept around over the years as an important element of Tejano music. After 1998, which was sort of a turning point in Tejano music, we saw a decline of dedicated radio stations across the U.S. for Tejano in particular.
Okay.
And the reason... One of the reasons for that was the success of a band called Intocable,
okay,
which is a norteño band. And norteño is music from northern Mexico. And it's slightly different from Tejano. And the popularity of norteño took over the spot that Tejano had in United States popular culture and in radio. Hmm. So Tejano is more of a, you can find... Internet radio stations dedicated to Tejano, but it's not as mainstream as it was in the 90s.
Gotcha.
It's also usually sung in Spanish.
Are we singing? Are we going to have...
We can ask Ned if he would feel comfortable singing in Spanish.
Okay.
I don't know what his linguistic background is.
Yeah, I'm going to guess maybe not.
I don't know.
But we'll see.
We'll find out. Should we get our topic?
Yeah, let's get our topic.
All right, let's spin the salad spinner, which again sounds like Carol Channing singing "I'm Not Throwing Away My Shot" from Hamilton. Hey yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. Our song today, our Tejano song, is going to be about the 1968 Miami Dolphins season.
Oh my god, how long is this article?
Not terribly long.
It's just a list, though.
We've done lists before.
That's true.
We did a list of horse trainers.
That's true. Okay. So, it's a list of the draft pick, which was Larry Sonka from Syracuse College.
Uh-huh.
Then it's a list of the personnel. In 1968, which was Joe Robbie is the president, Joe Thomas was the director of player personnel,
and
the
head coach
was George Wilson, and then it's their schedule, 15-game schedule. They did not do very well.
No, they did not. And then their standings through the season. So...
Okay.
1968. It was the third season for the Dolphins.
Ever?
Ever in the American Football League.
Okay.
And that's it.
What are we going to do?
So, Shannon.
Yeah?
Got any ideas about lyrics?
No. No, I don't. Okay. I need an angle. I need to figure out an angle.
Right. And how would we tie that angle in with Tejano music, which is Southern Texas, Mexican-influenced pop music?
Yeah. We couldn't even get, like, the Texans or something. We got another...
the Miami Dolphins.
Another Spanish-speaking area. Like
Cuban area.
Yeah.
Instead.
Okay, well, I'm going to start looking at, like, the head coach, because okay. He has an article. I'll try.
I believe in you. Great. Put together my Tejano band.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right. I found a little bit of information about Tejano lyrics.
Ah.
Sort of. So it's on this...
You got my hopes up.
It's on this weird website called Discussing Song Lyrics.
Helpful.
And the topic of the page or the title of the page is Mexican music lyrics.
Okay.
So I was like, all right.
Seems a little generic.
Yeah. But one of the things that it said here is that lyrics associated with this style of music often involve themes of love, romance, nature, and patriotism, which is not super surprising. And then lyrics are also usually structured in verse and refrain, broken up by instrumental solos in between, or not instrumental solos, just instrumental parts in an A-B-A-B pattern.
Cool. So we could do that.
Yes, definitely. So that's what we'll attempt to do, but just on a scaled down version. And I'm really not sure what my angle is going to be. So I've been trying to just look up the main figures in the Dolphins season, including like the guy that they drafted that season and the president and the head coach. The head coach is kind of interesting because so he was a professional football player. And also a professional basketball player.
Oh, weird.
And then coached the Dolphins. So he was a professional football player for the Detroit Lions. And then he was a professional basketball player for the Chicago Bruins. Do you know what a Bruin is?
Isn't it a bear?
It is a bear. I didn't know that.
I found that out because Megan's college mascot was a Bruin.
A Bruin?
And it was a bear.
It means bear. I had honestly no idea. I thought that was cool. So I thought he was a lion and a bear. And I was like, oh, I wonder if he like played for the Tigers or something. But they did play the Bengals. They played the Bengals on October 20th and November 17th, 1968.
That's fun.
And they won once and lost once. So he's a lion and a tiger and a Bruin. Oh my. And then the Dolphins, obviously.
Doesn't quite fit.
Yeah. So I don't really know where to go with this.
Okay.
But that's some information.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
And I've put together my band.
Okay.
I have two synthesizers that I'm going to use. One, and they're basically both taking the place of what a brass section would do. They're synthesizers that sound like brass. And then I'm using electric guitar, electric bass, some funky Latin drums and Latin percussion, and accordion.
Okay.
So, accordion to me, it's going to be a great song.
Wah, wah, wah. I miss looking at your face when I judge you.
So what friendship is all about.
Yes. All right, I'm going to try to figure out this.
You want to brainstorm? We can, like, hash it out, throw some ideas at the wall, see what sticks?
Yeah, sure. So, I don't think that talking about any of the individual dudes is that compelling.
68 was not a good season for them.
No.
So, maybe the song can be,
they lost 8 of their 15 games, and tied one. So they had a losing record.
Apparently, Ned is a huge football fan.
Oh, good.
So that'll help.
That will help. He can overcome his Caucasianness and connect with at least part of the song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to try to write something and we'll see what happens.
Do it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. This is very hard.
Why is it hard?
Because part of me truly believes that football is dumb.
You heard it here first.
I know that's not a
small part of Shannon. I know, or maybe not so small a part of Shannon.
I know that's not a popular opinion. I just, like, nothing makes me glaze over faster than, like, talking about football.
Uh-huh.
So having to write about football,
Well, what did you come up with, even though it was the most difficult thing you've ever had to write?
This was actually one of the most difficult songs I've had to write, to be quite honest. So the song is designed to go on for 15 verses, which it won't.
Right.
But one per regular season game that they played. And each one is, like, about the team they played that week.
Sure.
And then whether or not they won.
Right, right.
So here is the... So it was their third year as a team, like we established. Wilson is their head coach. So here's the verse.
Okay.
Year three, new team. We're all tired of losing. Count on Wilson to bring us the win in our first game with Houston.
Hey.
And then the chorus, sort of inspired by Selena's Bitty Bitty, bitty Bomb
bitty,
Bomb.
Bitty Bomb Bomb, yep.
Swimmy swim, swimmy swim, the Dolphins can win. Swimmy swim, swimmy swim to the end zone. Swimmy swim, swimmy swim, but we don't win the game against Houston. So their second game was against the Oakland Raiders. Uh-huh. So Raiders next with a record for history. As the game starts, we all ask ourselves, will Wilson lead us to glory?
Okay.
Swimmy swim, the Dolphins can win. Swimmy swim to the end zone. Swimmy swim, but we don't win the game against Oakland. Yeah. I can't make this second verse work. I don't...
The Raiders next with a record for history. As the game starts, we all ask ourselves, will Wilson lead us to glory?
It, like, doesn't have the same... I, like, was looking at the structure of the first one, and I, like, couldn't make it match. I, like, don't know. I'm, like, having a stroke or something. I think
it's... You need another line in the first line there. Raiders next, blah, blah, with a record for history.
Oh, yeah.
As the game starts, we all ask ourselves, will Wilson lead us to glory?
Raiders next.
Yeah, just do blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
There you go.
Okay.
No, not blah, blah. Football. If they just go, football.
Football. All right.
No, you can't do that either.
Why not?
Because I'm not the lyricist. It's bad.
But so, it's... Okay. Raiders next. Touchdown.
It's just an exclamation?
Whoopee.
No. Tough team?
Yeah, is Raiders next, tough team with a record for history. As the game starts, we all ask ourselves, will Wilson lead us to glory?
There you go.
Yeah, and then year three, new team is
perfect.
The first.
Oh, I see so what you did there.
Yes, it's parallel.
Parallel. Well, I'm proud of you for writing lyrics about football.
Thanks. I'm not.
Well, let's bring our guest this week in.
Yes.
And we'll do a little interview with him and then reveal our topic and genre that he'll have to sing about.
Excellent.
And take it from there.
Okay, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest with us today.
Our guestpert / guest singer.
Ned Donovan.
Hey.
Hi, Ned.
What's up?
How are you, Ned?
I'm good.
Good.
Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Long time listener, first time caller. Yeah.
Thank you.
That is definitely not true. You have tweeted us many a time, I feel
That's
like.
That's true.
I think so.
Yes. We know Ned. Well, I know Ned through Scott. Scott knows Ned through his fiance.
Right. And Ned and Megan worked together at Fireside Theater in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, the happiest little place on earth.
Ned is a performer, he is a producer, and he's also a fight director.
Yeah.
I am. What? In the film world, we call it the stunt coordinator.
Stunt coordinator.
Ah. I have to put / on a lot of my resumes because half of my like fight people get mad at me for using one or the other.
Oh. Well then. What else do you do that we didn't just say? Tell the people what you do, Ned.
Oh, that's pretty much it. I bill myself as an actor, singer, fight director, or stunt coordinator based on the day. I dance when called upon.
Dance fighting.
Dance fight. I've choreographed many a West Side Story.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Exactly.
And also we did Give My Regards together.
Yes. Ned and I worked on an album project together. It was Show Tunes Reimagined. You can find that album. Ned, where's the best place to find that album?
ChargingMooseMedia.com.
Hey.
And what's Charging Moose Media?
Charging Moose Media is my production company. It's a media production company focusing on new media, so web-based content and media styles like podcasts that are not necessarily traditionally consumed.
Sure.
Or consumed traditionally, I guess is the better way to put it.
They
are traditionally consumed, yes. But they're not consumed traditionally.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you absorb them through your kneecap.
Yes. Osmosis.
Yes.
Let's talk about web content, because there is an exciting project that you've been working on that Shannon and I luckily got to be a part of.
Yes.
That's true. So, in 1 week, the inaugural web series of Charging Moose Media comes out. It's called The Hunted Encore, with a little colon after hunted. Sometimes say The Hunted colon Encore, and people are like, what?
It just doesn't work.
Best to leave that out.
Yeah, so I don't say it. So The Hunted, not ours, but is a show in LA, and it's the longest running web series on the internet,
wow.
Run by a guy named Robert Chapin, who has done tons of film and TV work. And I started in college doing a spinoff. There's about 9 of us that do this. These affiliates were called. And it's spinoffs around the country doing our own version. It's a vampire slayer mockumentary. So it's like...
Like you do.
So it's everyone plays themselves. So like Bob, who runs the show, plays Bob, an actor, stunt coordinator in Los Angeles who also happens to kill vampires. And mine was, I was Ned. I'm a sophomore musical theater major at Ithaca College. Also, I kill vampires. And there were a bunch of us. And then after Give My Regards came out, Bob heard the album, really loved it. He called me and he was like, hey, you have a bunch of New York people. And we've always wanted to do like the Dr. Horrible version of The Hunted.
Right.
And would you have any interest in doing that? And I said, yes. And then I thought, wait, can I actually pull that off? So I called all my friends.
Less important.
And by that, I called Marcus Pagala, who is the co-founder of Charging Moose Media. And I said, do you think we can pull this off? And he went, probably not. Let's try it.
There you go.
Cool.
We wrote an action comedy, vampire slayer mockumentary, punk rock musical.
That's awesome.
Which Scott and Shannon wrote a song, 2 songs for.
Yeah.
Song and a half. Call it Song and a Half.
Song and
some change.
It's 4 episodes. Uh-huh. The first is already released. It came out on September 22nd. It's just our prologue to kind of set the world and establish characters so we didn't have to do, you know, exposition as part of the actual show.
Sure.
And then there are 3 episodes that are season 1. It's about 25 minutes long. Each episode's between like 7 and 10 minutes. And comes out on Halloween. And
good day.
We've got 8... songs, 8 original songs by 6 different composer teams, of which you guys are one. It's pretty cool. Fight scenes, jokes that are sometimes good and mostly bad. And
special effects.
Lots of special effects done by Mr. Robert Chapin, who runs The Hunted.
Very cool.
Yeah.
He's done special effects on things like Star Wars, Force Awakens. He's
never heard of it.
He's currently one of the visual effects artists for The Exorcist TV show.
Oh, wow.
So it's like a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's going to be really cool.
It is.
We're entering a wide world. There's episodes from all over the world of The Hunted. They just got a new affiliate in Australia.
That's
A couple weeks ago. Just posted their first episode. So we're kind of joining this clan, and we're hoping to keep making more punk rock musical fight scene-based vampire comedies.
Yeah. So check out The Hunted Encore. The prologue is available now online, and all the other episodes will be coming out on Halloween.
A week from today, everybody.
And you can find us on YouTube at Charging Moose Media is the channel, or our website is chargingmoosemedia.com. We're also on the Facebook, Charging Moose Media, Hunted Encore. You can find us lots of places.
Say Charging Moose Media one more time.
Charging Moose Media.
There you go.
Now, Ned, you've listened to Song Salad a couple times, right?
I listen to it every week.
Great, thank you. We have brought you on not only to do this little interview about The Hunted, but to be our guest singer this week.
Oh!
Did you know that?
No.
Wait, really? You didn't know that?
I thought... It had been talked about.
Okay. Oh.
Are you up for that?
Absolutely.
Great. So we've already gotten our topic and genre.
Oh, great.
And we have a song ready to teach you. And
what is it called?
Well, let's start step by step here.
Yeah. So as far as genre goes, how do you feel about Tejano music?
I know it so well.
Do you speak Spanish?
No.
Says the boy from Maine.
Right. So boy from Maine took Latin through high school.
Great.
We're gonna let you the wrong kind of Latin.
Yeah.
We're gonna let you do it in English then.
Right. I mean, we can go for it in Spanish. It just might offend a lot of people.
I think it's probably not a great idea to do it in Spanish because the rhyme scheme is very I feel like the chorus would get all
a little jumbled,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
So then we spun the salad spinner for our topic, and our topic is the 1968 Miami Dolphins season.
Yes! I love that!
Yes. And we know that you love football.
I love football! Right. Guys, I'm watching the Patriots game right now.
So, so we're at, like, one out of two as far as, like, the combination of the topic and the genre for you. Right.
And I mean, 1968's a little early, but one of my favorite movies growing up is Ace Ventura, and that's the Dolphins.
So. There you go. Hey.
Great. So how does that sound?
It sounds glorious to me.
What title strikes your fancy reading these lyrics?
Well, it's got to be something swim related. A lot of swim. Steele, what was that terrible movie, Swim Fan?
Swim Fan.
Oh, boy.
We could call it Swimmy, 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 Swim.
Good. Or we could call it, like, Swimmy Swim, We Don't Win.
Swimmy Swim, We Don't Win?
There it is.
I like that.
There it is.
It's good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, Ned Donovan singing Swimmy Swim, We Don't Win, a Tejano song by Shannon and Scott.
Lions.
Bruin.
Dolphins.
Oh, my!
Year three, new team, we're all tired of losing. Count on Wilson to bring us the win in our first game with Houston.
Swimmy swim, swimmy swim.
The Dolphins can win.
Swimmy swim, swimmy swim.
To the end zone.
Swimmy swim, swimmy swim.
But we don't win the game against Houston. Raiders next. Tough team with a record for history. As the game starts, we all ask ourselves, will Wilson lead us to victory?
Swimmy swim, swimmy swim.
The Dolphins can win.
Swimmy swim, swimmy swim.
To the end zone.
Swimmy swim, swimmy swim.
But we don't win the game against Oakland.
Swimmy swim, swimmy swim. Swimmy swim, swimmy swim. Swimmy swim, swimmy swim.
Well, that happened.
That
did happen.
It did happen.
Thank you for jumping on board.
Yeah.
That's great.
I love football.
Yes, but what about Tejano music?
I love Tejano music. It's my new favorite.
New favorite.
New favorite.
And that's what we do here on Song Salad. We bring you the new new genres you've never heard about but are destined to love.
Sure.
Is this the byline? This is the new...
New genres you've never heard about,
I'm trying a
but
new
are
thing.
Destined to
I'm
love.
Trying a new thing.
It's in italics right below your logo.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
I thought too many syllables was going to be our new tagline.
Well, listen after our outro here, and you'll hear the real too many syllables version of the song. That's just a little suggestion not to turn the podcast off too early this week.
Yes. Ned,
yeah,
thank you
for
being here. And
thank you for having
tell
me.
Us about what's next.
Well, so Charging Moose Media, the production company I talked about before, is run by myself and Marcus Bagala. And so we're turning our attention to a podcast of our own.
Hey.
Actually, hey, we're joining the podcast ranks.
Awesome.
It's called At the Table, a play reading series. And it's going to be table reads of new plays from new playwrights to help them get them out there and also give a chance for an audience to hear what I think is a really cool part of the theater experience that most people don't have access to, which is like an early stages table read before any like sets or costumes or anything has been put on the show that kind of like affects the initial reaction. So we're really excited about that. And our first play is from this playwright no one's ever heard of named Shannon Deep.
What?
What?
What? I know.
Everybody knows me.
Mm. Oh, that's you. Oh, that's weird. I just got this submission across my desk. I didn't realize that
this was
connected. I thought
it was a different Shannon D.
Yeah. It's a super common name. It's a really it's a really common misconception. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got it.
But cool. Yeah, no, I'm super honored and excited to be your inaugural playwright on this project. I think it's going to be really cool. And like Ned said, readings, table readings and readings in general have always been my favorite part of the theater experience. I worked and still work in new work development exclusively pretty much in the theater. And it's partially because I just love readings so much. So you'll be able to get at the table, chargingmoosemedia.com.
It'll be available through all the standard podcast places. Yeah. So the first episode will be up in the next few days. We're getting it cut together right now. We are recording your play.
Cool.
In about 2.5 weeks. And then we'll be posting shortly after that. And we will be doing one play a month for as long as people listen. We've got some plays lined up. We've got a really cool play that's like a mystical, natural. It's very strange. It's a play that takes place in the very real world with very mystical elements. And then we've got an utterly uproarious farce we're going to be doing. So lots of different stuff. We're going to try and always keep... we're going to always try and pivot as close to 180 degrees from week to week as we can so that we're never doing the same play twice in a row. So that we're constantly bringing different content to people.
Great.
Very cool.
Check it out, listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ned.
Thank you.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Ned.
And together,
we're
Shannon and Scott. I always wanted to do that.
Damn it, scooped us.
Scooped us.
Scooped. Leones.
Bruins. Dolphines. Oh!
Tercer año nuevo equipo. Todos estamos cansados de losing. Cantar con Wilson para llevarnos la victoria en nuestro primer juego con Houston. Los Dolphines pueden ganar. Para la zona de anotación. Pero no ganamos el partido contra Houston. Raiders siguiente equipo duro con un récord para la historia. Al principio de juego, costeros, Wilson nos alvear la victoria. Los Dolphins pueden ganar para la zona de anotación, pero no ganamos el partido contra Oakland.
Swing it out of the last movie.